How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 35 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is Life in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Our text today is Romans 8:6 through 11. "For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." Romans 8 is a powerful chapter in Scripture that explores incredible truths of our Christian faith. To gain better understanding of the message found in today's scripture, notice the themes that surround it. No condemnation for those in Christ, the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer, the believer's identity as God's child, suffering in life in view of God's ultimate plan, hope for redemption for all creation, God's sovereignty, goodness, and love. Romans 8, 6 through 11 represents a profound contrast between living according to the flesh and living according to the Spirit, highlighting the transformative power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. When you live your life focused on the Spirit's work, you can be constantly reminded of all that is provided for you in the family of God. In verses 6 through 7, Paul establishes that a mindset on the flesh leads to death, while a mindset on the Spirit leads to life and peace. He explains that the flesh is inherently hostile to God and cannot submit to his law. This antagonistic nature against God highlights the spiritual state of those who live according to their sinful nature. In contrast, setting one's mind on the Spirit cultivates a life that is aligned with God's will, leading to a profound inner transformation that occurs when God reigns. Verse 8 transitions to emphasize that those who live according to the flesh cannot please God. This serves as a stark reminder of the dire need for the Holy Spirit in our lives. Without the Holy Spirit's guidance and power, we will never lead a life that pleases God and fully satisfies us. In verse 9, Paul declares that believers are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, provided the Spirit of God dwells in them. This indwelling of the Spirit marks a significant shift in identity for Christians, indicating that our lives are now influenced and directed by the Spirit rather than by our sinful nature. It's through the Spirit that believers experience true life. As in verses 6 and 7, Paul emphasizes that it is the Spirit of God that connects us to the transforming power of Christ. In verse 10, Paul elaborates on the effects of the Spirit in the believer's life. He notes that although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. This highlights the dual reality of the Christian experience. While believers still contend with the consequences of the fleshly nature, they possess a new life through the Spirit, which guarantees their future resurrection with Christ. In verse 11, Paul asserts the amazing truth that the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in every believer. The reality assures us that we too will be raised to life. This promise signifies not only present spiritual renewal, but also a future physical resurrection, underscoring the magnitude of God's redemptive plan. Overall, Romans 8:6 through 11 serves as both a solid biblical foundation and a practical exhortation for believers. It encourages Christians to recognize the profound shift that occurs when we place our faith in Christ and receive the Holy Spirit. The passage calls Christians to actively live according to the Spirit, which results in an empowered life lived in God's will for God's purpose. Moreover, it reaffirms the hope of our future resurrection, assuring believers that their current struggles with sin and death will ultimately be overcome through the life-giving power of the Spirit, which divinely connects us to the resurrected life of Christ. It's only by a life lived in the Spirit that we find purpose and peace. Additionally, it is solely through the Spirit that we can live with the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. In the Spirit, we can all celebrate the resurrection power of Jesus while simultaneously anticipating a final resurrection. Now, here are some questions to consider today. Paul tells us that to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. How can the drastic difference between death and life with peace inspire you to seek life in the Spirit? In what practical ways can you set your mind on the Spirit? What encouragement do you find today knowing that the resurrection power from the Spirit of God is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead? Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.